WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. I think all of us have something, at least one thing that we're sick of, right? Would you say maybe more than one thing? 97% of Americans say they're sick of at least one thing. You might want to know, what are the top things? Social issues and divisiveness was number 5, followed by economic issues like inflation and cost of living. That was number 4. Number 3, violence and crime. Number 2, politics and government. And the number 1 thing, misinformation being spread online. That includes biased reporting in the news. A lot of people agree. What's a bad time? Not so long.
Time used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Oh,
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
About you, but I'm loving the sounds of another 50-minute music hour in progress here at 99.7 Max FM. Kenny Loggins now, this request coming off our Civic Media app. Using the text feature, you can contact us anytime. We'd love to hear from you.
Twilight, spreading out a wind.
Leaning forwards, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back. Being a color.
Never you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
'80s, '90s, and more. It's Max FM, Jay Roberts. I have a daughter who is 14 and a half years old, and my wife and I wonder if we're teaching her everything she needs to know. And I know the answer to that question. No, there's a lot of things that we haven't covered with her. If we do a lot of things for her, which is mostly my fault because I do give in very easily in situations like that. But I read this new survey that said 1 in 5 Gen Zers, which my daughter would be a member of Gen Z, almost Gen Alpha, but she gets offended when I mention Gen Alpha. 1 in 5 Gen Zers cannot change a light bulb. And then I just realized that my daughter's probably one of them. I got to get to work.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get 2 large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2025. This will be both Saturday and Sunday in Sauk Prairie. So many amazing events going on around this event this year. Get started with a pancake breakfast by the Sauk Prairie Kiwanis. That's going to be at the River Arts Center, 8 a.m. until noon on Saturday. Events will be happening at the Trip Heritage Museum. also the Ruth Culver Community Library, with the majority of the events taking place right there at the River Arts Center. You can find all the details by visiting FerryBluffEagleCouncil.org. All shows are free, but a ticket is required and can be picked up at the River Arts Center ticket booth the day of the show. And then, of course, you can enjoy the self-guided Eagle tours throughout the day. You can check out the website for all of the details. Again, this is both Saturday and Sunday. FerryBluffEagleCouncil.org for all of the details. And in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, the First United Methodist Church will be hosting a Movement Rooted in Love Day on Monday, January 20th from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. The day will be filled with free opportunities for all ages, all abilities to engage in community service and fellowship, along with creating a piece of community art, tying fleece blankets for the church's neighborly free clothing store, baking cookies to give to first responders and others, plus so many other great events. There will also be a free concert that will be held at the church's sanctuary at 6 p.m. featuring speakers and musicians with messages about common ground, compassion, humanity, and healing. This 12-hour event, again, is going to take place on Monday, January 20th from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. at First United Methodist Church in Baraboo.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's 13.
99.7.
Magic. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Shake it up. Dance all night.
Well, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday afternoon. Stay warm. Aaron's coming in next. I'll catch you tomorrow on 99.7 Max FM. Journey on the way. Here's Prince.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
How could our love be so blind? see what you love means to me. Open arms. Living without you, living alone, this empty house so
figures. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and red flag warnings in effect in Southern California with wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour that could whip up wildfires. A disaster recovery center opening in L.A. County. Fire victims can apply for federal grants and housing assistance. Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton.
One of the things that we've already done is had over 40,000 applications. We provided over $8 million. But there's a lot of work yet to do.
On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth at his Senate confirmation hearing denied allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. Hegseth's blaming what he called a smear campaign, but also acknowledged that he's overcome character lapses.
I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real.
Tomorrow, six more confirmation hearings are scheduled, including State Secretary nominee Marco Rubio fielding questions from senators. Israel and Hamas signaling that they are getting close to finalizing a Gaza ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The city of Madison has named a new interim police chief. Ted Allen has more.
The Madison Police and Fire Commission voted Monday night to have Assistant Chief John Patterson head up the department until a new permanent chief is named. Patterson replaces current Chief Sean Barnes, who will leave the department next month to become the new police chief in Seattle. Patterson started as an officer with Madison Police in 1998 and rose in the ranks to become the department's assistant chief in 2019.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is hiring troopers and inspectors. Anybody who wants to apply needs to have a two-year associate degree or a minimum of 60 credits. Those who qualify will also have to pass a physical readiness test, background investigations, and interviews. The deadline for the application for 2025 is this Sunday. Find out more at wsp.wi.gov. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at